the August 21st edition of This Week in Virtualization, the weekly news podcast from SearchServerVirtualization.com. I'm site editor Colin Steele. Breaking news. VMware will unveil the details of its secretive Project Redwood cloud computing initiative at VMworld, our sister site SearchCloudComputing.com has learned. Project Redwood will be based on VMware's vCenter Orchestrator and vCenter Lab Manager, according to a source familiar with the initiative. Its target customers will be large businesses and hosting providers, who typically have to do a lot of third-party development work to get their clouds up and running. Project Redwood's goal is to eliminate all that work and ensure that these clouds will be fully compatible with the vSphere platform. With Project Redwood, VMware will be going up against Xen, the preferred platform for most public cloud providers. On the phone now to talk about this aspect of the story is VMware consultant Lou Smith, the Virtualization Solutions Practice Manager for Interface Systems and a blogger for Virtualization Exchange. Thanks for joining us, Lou.
Thanks for having me, Colin.
How should VMware position Project Redwood if they want to entice public cloud providers to move away from Xen?
Traditionally, when you look at those large cloud providers that are out there today offering the services, one of the greatest advantages they've had in using open source Xen is the ability to quickly get up and basically speed to market is where I'm going with this. One of the main reasons why some of the larger providers, from what I've seen, have come away from the open source Xen platform, moving towards more of a, I guess you could call it more of a commercial hypervisor from a VMware or even a Xen server or Microsoft, et cetera, has been the fact that there are many features and benefits that are built in that with the open source Xen, they traditionally had to spend a lot of time to do some development in order to gain something that was similar, if not close from a functionality perspective. From a positioning perspective, my own personal opinion is VMware should really concentrate on that speed-to-market piece with their feature-rich applications.
VMware has its vCloud initiative, which is a series of partnerships with more than 200 hosting companies and service providers. How do you think Project Redwood and vCloud will fit together?
When you couple Project Redwood and granted what we know of it today, I think one of the greatest advantages you will have is enabling some of these third-party cloud providers, giving them the ability to come up to speed incredibly fast. You look at some of the details that have been released with regard to the inclusion of Lab Manager, et cetera, being able to do potentially some of the network fencing capabilities that come with those types of tools really gives you, as I was mentioning before, some of those rich features that you don't get from some of your open source solutions that have been used in existing clouds. I was reading the other day, VMware, and I believe it was Terramark is the company that was referenced, they've placed a $20 million investment into Terramark, so you can tell they're really pushing hard into this landscape. They're taking a ownership stake, from what I can tell, in this initiative. They really want to make sure that this is something that is incredibly competitive, incredibly compelling, and I look at cloud computing right now, I look at it as I did virtualization 10 years ago. People were pretty hesitant to jump into it, but when you couple a name such as VMware behind a solution like this, it gives the solution much more credibility and gives you that feeling of stability that most companies definitely want within their own systems or own environments, as well as within those potential cloud environments they may burst to.
And finally, what do you think Project Redwood means for VMware's overall vision and the future of the company?
Really, this is VMware just putting additional distance in between themselves and their competitors, plain and simple. They've been able to really put some space in between themselves and the Microsofts of the world, the Citrixes of the world, over the course of the past 10, 11 years now, and it's to the point where they've not been able to effectively catch up. Venturing this heavily into the cloud arena just gives them that additional advantage.
All right, Lou Smith from Interface Systems and the Virtualization Exchange blog. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me, Colin. Have a good day.
VMware doesn't plan to make a formal announcement about Project Redwood at VMworld, but if you're interested in learning more, you should attend session TA4102 on Wednesday, September 2nd at 11 a.m. It's called Unveiling New Cloud Technologies, and it will be hosted by William Shelton, VMware's Senior Director of Cloud Computing and Virtual Appliances. Tune in next week for a full preview of VMworld 2009. And the following week, we'll be coming to you live from the show in San Francisco. Until then, I'm Colin Steele. Thanks for listening to This Week in Virtualization.